Upozoravamo vas da je špica noćnog programa jeziva, što može da izazove uznemirenost i strah. Stoga vas molimo da se uključite u program kroz 5 minuta.
Long song koji ste čuli označava šta ćemo noćas raditi sve do 4, a boga mi i dalje. Mi smo Miloš Jović i Nena Ognjenović Trkulja i pozivamo vas da ostanete sa nama ukoliko volite pesme, one samo malo dužim trajanjem. Na samom početku ove long song noći prvo bih htjela u stvari da se zahvalim Suzani na pozdravima. Suzana, ostanite uz nas, bit će dobre muzike. A zna se za sam početak, naravno, mora da bude Bijelo dugme i to upravo i ta pesma Kad bi bio bijelo dugme. Inače, ne znam koliko znate, verovatno znate da je Bijelo dugme dobilo naziv po upravo ovoj pesmi. Nekada su bili u sastavu koji se zvao Jutro. Kada je Ismetar Nutalić otišao iz sastava, uzeo je i ime sastava sa sobom, a oni su 1. januara 1974. godine baš po pesmi Kad bi bio bijelo dugme uzeli upravo ovaj naziv i snimili prvi album. Prvi album izašao je u jesen 74. godine sa ovom pesmom koju baš i nemamo mnogo prilike da čujemo u celosti, osim u ovim long song noćima.
Hey! Beograd 202.
Znate da je omot za ovaj album, prvi album Bijelog dugmeta pod nazivom, naravno, Kad bih bio bijelo dugme, radio Dragan S. Stefanović, jedan od najboljih albuma, pa, do sad. Idemo dalje, idemo malo na drugu scenu, stranu scenu. Slušat ćemo Gary Moore, I Love You More than You'll Ever Know. Ovo je inače snimljeno 2008. godine i nalazi se na albumu Bad For You Baby. Pesmu je napisao Donny Hathaway 73. godine, to je originalna verzija, a posle toga imala nekih 15, 16, 17 verzija. Ovo je jedna od najboljih, bar po meni. Gary Moore, I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know.
Say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, baby, you know I hurt myself as well. Is there anywhere for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you. Making very much money,
where my paycheck went. I brought it on home to you, baby. I never even spent one red cent. Is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you. More than you'll ever know. Trust, understand.
More than you'll ever know.
Dakle, Gary Moore i I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know na talasima Beograda 202 u Long Song noći širom zatvorenih očiju. A sada se vraćamo na naše govorno područje. Drago Mlinarec, kao što znate, potekao je iz grupe 220. Na drugom albumu koji se zove Pjesme sa planine, inače pesma koju ja lično obožavam, ali sada govorimo o nečem drugom. Taj drugi album izdat je u leto 72. godine. Promociju imao na Boom festivalu 73. godine i na tom albumu nalazi se pesma Dijete zvijezda. Inače, po ovoj pesmi on je nazvao i sastav sa kojim je nastupao tokom 74. godine. Drago Mlinarec i Dijete zvijezda.
Si plove, u mislima s njima loviš i ti, iako osjećaš da zemlja je tu. Granice nestaju, svemoćan si, kao kad usniš, želje mi sam, s oblacima ploviš i njihov si drug. I što su zvijezde za tebe, kad ništa više nije daleko i nedostižno. Sada letiš u jatu golubova, dotiču te njihova vika krila, nestaje njihova straha, a riječ prijateljstvo novu značaj prima. letiš dalje, već si visoko, a brige su tvoje, neznatne sad i zemaljski bespomoćne, prate odlazak tvoj. Nebom plavim, oblaci plove, u misli nas njima poviši ti. Iako osjećaš, zemlja još uvijek je tu. Thank you.
Ovo Drago Mlinareca, Pujak nam se javio i zahvaljuje se što smo ga pustili. Hvala i vama i naravno kažem ponovo, ostanite uz nas. Long song širom zatvorenih očiju traje do 4, a i duže. E sada, ne znam da li znate da se 64. godine oformio bend koji se zvao Sigma 6, pa su se onda zvali T-Sets. Pa su sredinom 65. uzeli ime The Abdads, pa onda The Screaming Abdads, pa onda The Architectural Abdads. Pa onda 65. godine ponovo su se vratili na Sigma 6, a onda su uzeli ime koje svi mnogo dobro znamo. Dobili su ga iz spoja imena dvojice poznatih bluzera Pinka Andersona i Floyda Councila. Naravno, radi se o grupi Pink Floyd. Njihov šesti album zvao se Metal, izašao je 71. godine i na njemu se nalazi pesma Echoes, jedna od onih koje moraju da uđu u ovaj long song jer zaista dugo traje. Ova pesma imala je i obrade 2002. Jana McCauley obradila, 2015. post-rock band Crippled Blair Finks, ali mi naravno slušamo original Pink Floyd i Echoes. Thank you.
ti i ja na 202.
Širom zatvorenih očiju. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Dakle, poslednja 23 minuta slušali ste Pink Floyd i Echoes. A sada slušamo Dušana Prelevića, koji nas je napustio 2007. godine u julu. A koji je uradio muziku na tekst Laze Kostića. Znate već, radi se o pesmi Santa Maria della Salute.
Oprosti, majko, sveta oprosti, što naših gora požalih bor, na kom se ustuk s svakoje zlosti. Blaženoj tebi podiže dvor, prezri nebesnice vrelo milosti, što ti zemaljski sagreši stvor. Pa ja ti ljubim prečiste skute, Santa Maria. De la salute. Zar nije lepše nosit lepotu s vodova tvojih, postati stup, nego grejuć svetsku grehotu, pepo spali srce i lub, tonut o brodu, trunut u plotu, đavolu jelu, a vragu dur. Zar nije lepše vekova tute, Santa Maria, de la
Lepše je ovaj nebi. vide vin iz crnog mraka divna mi svanu ko pesma slavlja u zorin svi svaku mi mahom zaleči ranu a težoj rani da stane briv što ću od milja od muke ljude sada Marija dela za lute ona me gledu u dušu svesnu nikad još takav ne sinu gled ti mi što isto pogleda kresnu svih vas i ona stopila led sve mi to nudi za čim god čestu jade pa slade čemer pa mer svu svoju dušu sve svoje žude su večno za te divni trenute Santa Maria de la salute. Zar meni blago toliko sve? Zar meni staro na dnu života ta zlatna vočka što sad tek zre? Oh, zlata vočko tantalska roda što nisi meni sazrela pre? Oprosti moje grešne zalute, Santa Maria, dela salute. Dve se u meni popiše sile, mozak i srce, pamet i slast, dugo su boja, strahovit bile, ko besni oluj i stari hrast. Napokon sile su naše bile, vijuga mozak održa vlast. Razlog i zapon, pameti hude, Santa Maria, dela salute. Pamet me stegnu, ja srce stisnu, uteho mudro od sreće lud, uteho od nje, a ona svistu pomrače sunce večita stud. Rastuše zvezde raje u plač pristu, smak sveta nasta i strašni sud.
slome, o strašni sude, Santa Maria.
Se Bog mi pojavi sam, u duši bola led mi se kravi, kroz nju sad vidim, od nje sve znam, zašto se mudrački mozgovi mute, Santa Maria. Dođe mi u snu, nekad je zove, silnik mi želja na vrvi rod. Ona mi dođe, kad njoj zikove, tajne su sile, sluškinje njoj. Na vek su sa njom pojave nove, zemnih milina, nebeski kroj, kako mi do nje prostire pute, Santa Maria. Bela sam lute, u nas je sve ko muža i žene, samo što nije briga i dar. Sve su miline, al neže žene, strast nam se vlaži u rajski plan. Starija ona, sad je od mene, tamo ću biti dosta joj mlad, gde svih vremena razlike čute, Santa Maria. Bela salute, pesme su moje, tih sastanaka veći ti tram. To se ne piše, to se ne poje, samo što dušom probije zrak. To razumemo samo nas dvoje, to je u raju prinovak drag. To tek u zanosu proroci slute, Santa Maria della salute.
Dođe da prste glava, od tog života vidovit kraj. Najlepši san mi postaće java, moj opac njeno, evo me naj. Ištavila u slavu slava, iz prezdenice u raj, u raj, u raj, u raj, u njezavljaj. Sve će se želje tu da probude, dužine žice sve da probude. Zadivit ćemo svetske kobute, bogove silne, kamoli lude. Zvezdama ćemo pomeriti kute, suncima zasnut celjenske stude, da u sve kute zore zalude, da od miline duši polude. Santa Maria, de la salud.
Dva sata, 21 minut, talasi 202 i long song. Izgleda da su ovo baš bile long song. Obzirom da smo sada slušali Dušana Prelevića i Santa Maria de la Salute, 17 minuta i 23 sekunde. E, a sada ide prava poslastica. Rat svetova ili The War of the Worlds. Rat svetova je roman koji je 1897. godine izdao Herbert George Wells, engleski književnik, i po ovom science fiction romanu snimljeno je čak 7 filmova, veliki broj radio drama, stripova, video igrica i TV serija. Najpoznatije izvođenje bilo je na radiju 38. godine, 1938. godine. Režija i naracija bili su povereni Orsonu Wellsu, a prve dve trećine emisije predstavljene su kao vesti. Ovo je izazvalo neviđenu paniku kod slušalaca. 78. godine izdat je album koji je producirao Jeff Wayne. Kao narator se pojavljuje Richard Burton, a učestvuju i Justin Hayward, David Essex, Chris Thompson, Phil Lynott, Julie Covington i Jerry Wayne. Ovaj album prodat je u milionima primjeraka širom sveta i nalazi se na 39. mestu najprodavanijih albuma svih vremena u Britaniji. Od sada pa do kraja ovog long songa slušat ćemo Justina Haywarda i War of the Worlds.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched by intelligences which inhabited the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us. midnight on the 12th of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. I made contact with Ogilvy, the astronomer, and we hurried to his observatory. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As we watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile starting on its way. Somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy assured me we were in no danger. Perhaps a huge volcanic explosion was in progress. But he was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidden planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one.
Then came the night the first missile approached Earth. Hundreds saw it, but thought it was an ordinary falling star. Some say it traveled with a hissing sound. Some that it landed with a green flash. However, next day there was a huge crater in the middle of Horsell Common, and Ogilvy came to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, and with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing, and Ogilvy feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the still glowing metal.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one.
Thank you.
Next morning, a crowd gathered on the common, hypnotized by the unscrewing of the cylinder. 2 feet of shining screw projected, when suddenly, the lid fell off. Two luminous, disc-like eyes appeared above the rim. A huge, rounded bulk, larger than a bear, rose up, slowly, glistening like wet leather. Its lipless mouth quivered and slathered, and snake-like tentacles writhed as the clumsy body heaved and pulsated. Death would leap after me and strike me down. At last, I reached Maybury Hill, and I looked with astonishment at the tranquility of the scene. Yet once inside, in the dim coolness of my home, I wrote an account for my newspaper before I sank into a restless, haunted sleep. We'll be right back. suffering from the pit and hurried to the railway station to buy the paper. Explained that one or two adventurous souls had crawled near the Martians in the night, never to be seen again. Yet around me, the daily routine of life, working, eating, sleeping, was continuing serenely as it had for countless years. So common, the Martians continued hammering and stirring, sleepless, indefatigable, at work upon the machines they were making. Now and again, a light, like the beam of a warship's searchlight, swept the common, and the heat ray was ready to follow. Soldiers came through and deployed along the edge of the common to form a cordon. That evening there was a violent crash, and I realized with horror that my home was now within range of a Martian's heat ray. Star with a trail of green mist landed with a flash like summer lightning. This was the second cylinder. from the pit, and the pounding of guns grew louder. My fear rose at the sound of someone creeping into the house. Then I saw it was a young artilleryman, weary, streaked with blood and dirt. Come in. Here, drink this. What's happened? The heat ray? Machines. There was another cylinder that came last night. London. Carrie. I hadn't dreamed it could be danger to Carrie and her father so many miles away. I must go to London at once. Machines appeared, monstrous tripods higher than the tallest steeple, striding over the pine trees and smashing them, walking engines of glittering metal. Each carried a huge funnel, and I realized with horror that I'd seen this awful thing before. To full height, flourished the funnel high in the air, and the ghostly, terrible heat ray struck the town. As it struck, all five fighting machines exulted, emitting deafening howls which roared like thunder. No! scene, now fired simultaneously, decapitating a fighting machine. The Martian inside the hood was slain, splashed to the four winds, and the body, nothing now but an intricate device of metal, went whirling to destruction. As the other monsters advanced, people ran away blindly, the artillerymen among them. But I jumped into the water. Forced up to breathe. Now the guns spoke again, but this time the heat ray sent them to oblivion. Hissing water towards the shore. I fell helplessly in full sight of the Martians, expecting nothing but death. The foot of a fighting machine came down close to my head, then lifted again as the four Martians carried away the debris of their fallen comrade. And I realized that by a miracle, I had escaped.
Slušate Rat svetova na talasima Beograda 202.
I fought my way along roads packed with refugees, the homeless, burdened with boxes and bundles containing their valuables. All that was of value to me was in London, but by the time I reached their little red brick house, Carrie and her father were gone.
Here. kick our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not here.
Suddenly leapt from house to house. The population panicked and ran, and I was swept along with them, aimless and lost without carry. Finally, I headed eastward for the ocean, and my only hope of survival, a boat out of England.
Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not here, 'cause you're not here.
As I hastened through Covent Garden, Blackfriars and Billingsgate, more and more people joined the painful exodus. Sad, weary women, their children stumbling and streaked with tears, their men bitter and angry. The rich rubbing shoulders with beggars and outcasts. Dogs snarled and whined. The horses' bits were covered with foam, and here and there were wounded soldiers, as helpless as the rest. Tripods waving up the Thames, cutting through bridges as though they were paper. Waterloo Bridge, Westminster Bridge. One appeared above Big Ben. Never before in the history of the world had such a mass of human beings moved and suffered together. This was no disciplined march. It was a stampede, without order and without a goal. 6 million people, unarmed and unprovisioned, driving headlong. It was the beginning of the rout of civilization, of the massacre of mankind. A vast crowd buffeted me towards the already packed steamer. I looked up enviously at those safely on board, straight into the eyes of my beloved Carrie. At sight of me, she began to fight her way along the packed deck to the gangplank. At that very moment, it was raised, and I caught a last glimpse of her despairing face as the crowd swept me away from her.
Like the sun through the trees, she came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away.
Yeah. kick our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
Slowly away, but on the landward horizon appeared the unmistakable silhouette of a fighting machine. Another came, and another, striding over hills and trees, plunging far out to sea and blocking the exit of the steamer. Between them lay the silent, grey, ironclad Thunderchild. Slowly it moved toward shore, then with a deafening roar and whoosh of spray, it swung about and drove at full speed towards the waiting Martians.
There were ships of shapes and sizes scattered out along the bay, and I thought I heard her calling as the steamer pulled away. The invaders must have seen them as across the coast they filed, standing calm between them. Swiftly through the waters, cannons blazing as she came, brought a mighty metal warlord crashing down in sheets of flame. Sensing victory was nearing, thinking fortune must have smiled, people started cheering. Come on, Thunderchild.
Released their black smoke, but the ship sped on, cutting down one of the tripod figures. Instantly, the others raised their heat rays and melted the Thunder Child's valiant heart. Child had vanished forever, taking with her man's last hope of victory. The leaden sky was lit by green flashes, cylinder following cylinder, and no one and nothing was left now to fight them. The Earth belonged to the Martians. Vegetation which gives Mars its red appearance had taken root on Earth. As man had succumbed to the Martians, so our land now succumbed to the red weed. Thank you. was a stream. The red weed clung and grew with frightening voraciousness, its claw-like fronds choking the movement of the water. And then it began to creep, like a slimy red animal, across the land, covering field and ditch and tree and hedgerow with living scarlet feelers, crawling, crawling. The body of a parson lying on the ground in a ruined churchyard. I felt unable to leave him to the mercy of the red weed and decided to bury him decently. I gazed down sadly at his ravaged face and then reeled with shock as his eyes flickered open. He was alive.
Jets of steam that turned the smoke into thick black dust.
There must be hope for us all, somewhere. for all. In the name of salvation, tell me what kind of weapon is love when it comes to the fight. And just how much protection is true against all Satan's might.
There must be something worth living for. There must be something worth trying for.
Would happen. Be on your guard, I said. For the evil one never rests. I said, it will serve the devil. But no, they would listen. The demons inside them grew and grew until Satan gave his signal and destroyed the world we knew.
Thank you.
spent the night making a new machine. It was a squat, metallic spider with huge articulated claws. But it too had a hoof on which a Martian sat. I watched it pursuing some people across a field, but caught them nimbly and tossed them into a great metal basket upon its back.
She's dead!
Tačno je pola četiri, samo da se zahvalim za sve poruke koje su do sada stigle i da vas podsjetim da ste na talasima 202. Slušate Rat svetova kompletnu verziju.
Inside the hood of their new machine, they were draining the fresh, living blood of men and women and injecting it into their own veins.
Ah! It's a sign! I've been given a sign! They must be cast out! And I have been chosen to do it! I must confront them now! Those machines are just demons in another form! I shall destroy them with my prayers! I shall burn!
No, Parson, no! The curious eye of a Martian appeared at the window slit, and a menacing claw explored the room. I dragged the Parson down to the coal cellar. I heard the Martian fumbling at the latch. It understood doors. In the darkness, I could see the claw touching things. Walls, coal, wood. And then it touched my boot. I almost shouted. For a time, it was still, and then, with a click, it gripped something. The Parson. With slow, deliberate movements, his unconscious body was dragged away, and there was nothing I could do to prevent it. slit and peered through the creeper. The Martians and all their machinery had gone. Trembling, I dug my way out and clambered to the top of the mound. Not a Martian in sight. The day seemed dazzling bright after my imprisonment, and the sky a glowing blue. Red weed covered every scrap of ground, but a gentle breeze kept it swaying, and oh, the sweetness of the air. That I was no longer a master, but a puppet under Martian domination. Man's empire had passed away, taken swiftly and without error by these creatures who were composed entirely of brain. Unhampered by the complex systems which make up man, they made and used different bodies according to their needs. In a sexual world, they were without sex, without the tumultuous emotions that arise between man and woman. They never tired, never slept, and never suffered, having long since eliminated from their planet the bacteria which cause all fevers, cancers, and other morbidities. Friend.
Be on your way! This is my territory!
Your territory? What do you mean? Good heavens! The artilleryman! I thought you surely burned. Is this your house? Uh-huh. Have you seen any Martians? You mean the war is lost? We can't just give up. What brought you to Islington? Ready for what? What is it to live for? But how can we prevent it?
We're gonna build a whole new world.
girls. Look, they clap eyes on us and we're dead, right? So we've got to make a new life where they'll never find us. You know where? Underground. You should see it down there. Hundreds of miles of drains. Sweet and clean now after the rain. Dark, quiet, safe. We can build houses and everything. Start again from scratch. And what's so bad about living underground, eh? It's not been so great living up here, if you want my opinion. Take a look around you. To know, does it seem to be much more than a crazy circus show? But maybe from the madness, something beautiful will grow in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over. Right under their noses, right under their feet. Everything we need, banks, prisons, and schools. We'll send scouting parties to collect books and stuff. And men like you will teach the kids, not poems and rubbish, science. So we can get everything working. We'll build villages and towns and we'll play each other at cricket. Listen, maybe one day we'll capture a fighting machine, eh? Learn how to make them ourselves and then... wallop! Our turn to do some wiping out. Whoosh! With our heat ray. Whoosh! And them running and dying, beating at their own game.
Of the confusion, the chance has come at last to build a better future from the ashes of the past in a brave new world. Give me a handful of men. We'll start a soon becomes a slave in cages of convention, from the cradle to the grave. The weak fall by the wayside, but the strong will be saved in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start a whole. Survive the people left alive. They're gonna have to build this world anew, and it's going to have to start.
mankind is to survive, the people left alive, they're gonna have to build this world anew. Yes, and we will have to be the chosen few.
Just
think of all the poverty, the hatred and the lies, and imagine the destruction of all that you despise. Slowly from the ashes, the phoenix will arise in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again.
Was a tunnel scarcely 10 yards long that had taken him a week to dig. I could have dug that much in a day. And I suddenly had my first inkling of the gulf between his dreams and his powers.
Champagne, now I'm the boss.
We drank, and then he insisted upon playing cards. With our species on the edge of extermination, with no prospect but a horrible death, we actually played games. Later, he talked more of his plan. I saw flames flashing in the deep blue night, red weed glowing, tripod figures moving distantly, and I put down my champagne glass. I felt a traitor to my kind, and I knew I must leave this strange dreamer.
Why?
does it seem to be much more than a crazy circus show? But maybe from the madness something beautiful will grow.
Outside a jeweler's, some gold chains and a watch were scattered on the pavement. In Bloomsbury, the stillness grew even more profound. An odd, unnerving feeling of suspense, as though the destruction which had annihilated the countryside might at any moment strike these gracious houses in the very heart of London and leave all in smoking ruins. I stopped, staring towards the sound. It seemed as if that mighty desert of houses had found a voice for its fear and solitude. Of me. I was intensely weary, footsore, hungry and thirsty. Why was I wandering alone in the city of the dead? Why was I alive when London was lying in state in its black shroud? I felt intolerably lonely, drifting from street to empty street, drawn inexorably towards that cry. Sunlight,
the hood of the Martian fighting machine from which the howling came. I crossed the Regent's Canal, now a spongy mass of dark red vegetation, and pushed on towards Primrose Hill. There stood a second fighting machine, upright, but as still as the first.
Oh, sure.
Abruptly, the sound ceased. Suddenly, the desolation, the solitude, became unendurable. While that voice sounded, London had still seemed alive. But suddenly there was a change, the passing of something. I knew not what. Except now, all that remained was this gaunt quiet.